Hello, everybody, and welcome back to an all-new episode of Dirtcast. My usual co-host, Megan Reynolds, is taking a much-deserved vacation. So stepping into her place are... I say this to a lot of people who come in here, and they do all rank, but with these two, it's actually true. My favorite guests that we ever have.
Oh, my God. What?
We have Matt and Viviana from the Tanya Harding Nancy Kerrigan 1994 Museum. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is very cool.
I always get really excited, mostly because I just like hanging out with you both, and this is like a way to do it just like during the day.
We know how to party, you know,
yeah.
When we all get together, and it's really fun to finally have it recorded, you know.
We're all wearing boas.
Covered in body glitter.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. We went to one of those like AM raves.
The AM Sober Raves, yes.
So in this episode, we are going to talk about Matt and Viviana's latest exhibits,
mm-hmm.
their upcoming exhibit, which is about the wide world of celebrity fragrance.
Yes.
And then we are also going to talk a little bit about the People's Sexiest Man Alive, current and past.
It's going to be a sexy show.
Yeah. I hope so. My goal with every time I sit down
listen
here.
Listen to this in your bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I come in here in like leggings and like a cat hair covered sweatshirt. I'm like, hey guys, it's Robin Bird. First of all, though, I want to talk about some pop culture things that happened this week. You've got to be my sounding board.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pine shows dong in his
what?
New movie.
He did?
It's called Outlaw Kings. It's on Netflix now.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we can watch it today.
Yeah, he shows full pipe.
Okay, and we can probably Google and see exactly when it happens so we don't have to watch the rest of it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could just look at the still, which is
oh,
what I did.
Done.
I can show it to you in this moment.
Oh, we'd love to see it.
It's, like, from far away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's after he, like, climbs out of a lake, so it's, like, a little shrinked up. But not, I mean—
Realism.
I
love
yeah.
that.
You know?
It's a Western—
I believe it takes place in Scotland, and he's like a Scottish rogue.
Oh, okay. I could watch a few minutes of that.
But yeah, so I mean, I'm just kind of showing these guys a blurry still.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think it could be more artfully done. It could be closer up. He could be erect. I mean,
kind of, or like maybe just like a silhouette a la Ben Affleck and Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Sort of like, meep.
We recently watched a Sex and the City movie through fresh eyes, and there's a great scene where Samantha sees a guy in an outdoor shower.
Right.
And it has such a beautiful dick.
Yeah. I don't remember them showing, like, the—
Not the full, but you get it for, like, a split second.
You get, like, the root.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm your next-door neighbor, and my dog ran up on your dick.
And then the other movie we watched, Richard Gere, American Gigolo. He's naked in that. And it's a similar,
terrible
it's like
movie.
That Chris Pine one where it's a realist thing. He's just looking out the window.
And then there's
just nothing,
cock.
Yeah.
There's just a little cock
yeah.
hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, we like it, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel like I just want to, I mean, maybe you guys feel differently. I think like an out of sexual context dick is not very attractive to me just because it's like, it's not like, oh, yeah, we're going to figure this
yeah.
out, you know? It's my dirty talk. And so I think there's like a little bit of like less of a thrill of seeing mm-hmm. just like a guy changing.
I think every time you see it, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, it's so new that like it's even like, people think of doing it, you know? And you just
right.
normally only see women. But it's definitely a surprise each time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and I respect it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's, I think more men should feel, I don't want to say feel free to do it, but that's like what causes so many problems in our society.
We're going to back up.
Yeah. I support him. And I just want to say, Chris, thank you for taking
being
this
so
bold.
Brave.
Yeah. Being so feminist
him.
That you're going to show your.
Yeah.
Donger.
Yeah.
And movies should do that. And they should have a law that for like a year, every movie has male nudity where it's just like in that where Julianne Moore in that Robert Altman movie where she's wearing just a shirt and no pants.
What movie was that? Sex Life? No, that's not Robert Altman.
I forget the name of it. All I remember is that there's this scene where it's Julianne Moore. She's having like a fight and she's got a t-shirt on but no pants.
Yeah. The Winnie the Pooh look.
Yeah.
Donald ducking. Yeah. That is also interesting because I feel like as full frontal nudity becomes more common, like everyone has to make the decision of like pubes or no pubes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a global conversation.
Which I feel like if I was doing nudity, I would be like, the pubes would add like a little coverage, a little censorship.
Yeah. I would go the full nine yards and just like color them pink or something, you know, crazy.
Just like get a merkin that's just a wig with two holes cut into it that you just step into like a diaper.
Yeah. Like a full like body stocking.
I think that's a look. Anyway.
Oh, I have a fashion show idea.
Yes.
That I think could blow up.
Yeah, you're hearing it here first.
It's just shirts that have very standard coffee slogans on them.
That's it.
Like, don't overthink it, but just like jazz them up.
Not without my coffee.
Like, not without my coffee or things like, but then they're like tucked into jeans.
And like dirty sneakers.
Yeah.
I like could actually see Dior doing something like that. I think that it's one of those things that actually could really take off.
No, I know. And I'm just sitting on it. I know.
And they would cost just like $500 or something for a t-shirt.
Minimum. Yeah.
Yeah, for a t-shirt that's like, I'm a real bitch before I have my job.
Like magazine shirts or something.
I think that's a great idea.
I know.
Yeezy season 100 or whatever is coming up.
All right. Write a letter, just like Meghan Markle did. You know?
Yeah, that is exactly what she did. Just take after Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, like, what's your favorite Meghan Markle fact?
That she carries around hand warmers, I guess, for when she's got to, like, greet people. And then one time she was greeting people and somebody was like, I'm sorry, my hands are so cold. And she took the hand warmer out of her pocket and she gave it to them.
What a princess.
Can you imagine?
Like, just gives and gives.
Stan Lee, dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
95 years old. People have a lot of different opinions.
He wrote comic books.
I don't have any. He appeared in comic book movies.
Great at cameos.
I believe he got accused of sexually harassing his nurses. So there's
Sounds about right. A little
fly in the ointment. But
an inconvenient truth.
Yes. But, you know, death doesn't erase our crimes.
No, ma'am. As Kirstie Alley said to Stephen Hawking post-death, you know.
You had a great run. Thanks for your input.
I guess that's all we have to say.
Yeah.
I almost spit out my coffee. I totally forgot about when she just preemptively tweeted that Stephen Hawking was dead. What a gal.
She was great on, like, the recent Celebrity Big Brother because every time somebody, like, asked her about Scientology, she'd be like, no, you figure it out.
I don't know anyone who are Scientologist. What the religion consists of?
The best way for someone to find out what it is to read a book on it.
Read a book on it?
Yeah.
The books.
There's, like, many, many Scientology books.
Right.
And, or there's a TV channel now called Scientology.tv.
But what is the God then? I mean, because we all got a God. We always have like a belief on something. Is there a God in Scientologist?
Not unless you want there. It would just be like, I just want to learn. It doesn't
that's
deal.
All.
That's what I mean. You should read a book.
I'm here now. There's no book. I mean, you're here.
It would be like this. If I really wanted to know what a Christian was,
what they really believed. Yeah.
I would read a book.
Defensive. Did you see it? It was a train wreck. It was crazy because they planned Stormy Daniels was going to be in it, so the whole show was presidential themed, but then
the last minute
she backed out. So they clearly were just like, okay, make Kirstie Alley the president. So then it turned into a Big Brother season where it was built around Kirstie Alley being president, which was like, it made no sense. But they couldn't change it because all of, I guess, the things they had spent money on, at least in the earlier episodes, were presidential themed. So, like, she became the president, and then they had these challenges that were in such bad taste, almost, like, hard to watch. And then, like, one girl didn't want to take part in it, and Kirstie Alley explained to her she, like, had to. And then in her confessional, she was like, Kirstie was like, once she joined the group, she felt better. She didn't want to at first, but when she joined the group, she immediately felt like a part of something. It was like, oh, yeah, you're in a cult. And that's like...
Yeah, right. You're like, you know exactly. She suddenly, like, didn't want to talk to her friends and loved ones anymore. Yeah. It just, like, really felt, I don't know, cleansed.
She was free.
Yeah, she just went a little clearer, you know?
We were in Portland recently, and we had, like, a brunch, and I was a little day drunk, and I went to go find a bathroom, and I was meeting them back at the store, and then I passed by their Scientology center, and they got me right on the street, and they were like, hi. Because, like, it had, like, a list that you could see from the window of their, like,
menu,
which is, like, don't be promiscuous, and I'm just looking at it. And then, like, this guy came out, and I was like, hi. He's like, hi. Are you curious? What are you doing? Where are you from? I think if I had one more drink, I would have, like, just kept on talking to him. Mm-hmm. And, like, just then, like, well, we'll see where this goes. And
yeah, right. You're like, carpe diem. Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing it.
Let's fucking do it. So I can see how it happens.
Yeah. I, like, always joke that I would be really susceptible to a cult, but I actually think I would maybe make it, I would have, like, 2 weeks of, like, fully drinking the Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. And then I think I'm such a brat that, like, when people tell me what to do enough, I'm just, even if it's good advice, I'm like, I don't have to do it that way. And so I think that would kick in at a certain point and kind of overrule the communal sense of safety.
Yeah. And then you'd be a bad apple. You'd have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Expunged.
Punished. Yeah.
Put in that trailer where they... Where David Miscavige just, like, screams at you.
Well, that's the coolest place to be. You know?
Yeah, the hottest club.
The hottest club.
A friend of mine tried to do it just, like, for a story.
Oh, my God.
But they clearly Googled her and were like, oh, you're a journalist, and then wouldn't.
They wouldn't. They just shut her out.
Yeah, which seems, like, interesting where it's like, you got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Oh, I know scary. There's so much to hide, and they know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Another topic I would like to ask you guys about. Mm. Ariana Grande is now the only person I respect.
100% agree. We just hope she just keeps on going, you know?
I know.
Just do whatever you want and then just write songs about it and we're here for it.
Did you see the video of her pretending she has an Australian accent and just, like, running around outside?
I saw a minute of it or, like, a second of it, and it's very fun. She's pretending she's, like, I guess Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, look at that over there. Yeah. But it's just charming. I mean, she can do no wrong.
Here we are out in the water, out here in Pittsburgh. I want you to take a listen. Over here, come on, over here. Think of some reindeer back here. If you can hear them. Oh, pardon me, mate. Come on. This way. Hurry up, mate. All right, if you come down here, you can hear them. You got some reindeer. Oh, my God. Dasher and Dancer, they're down there. Oh, you see what we got here? We got a little bug here. Those guys, that's a good sign. It means there's lots of reindeer around. We got Dasher and Dancer down there. I haven't seen Prince on a few days, mate. You know what that means? Might be over for young Prince. He might be dead ass, mate. Wait, I'm not kidding this time. We got the reindeer. Dash on Dancer and Prince. Oi, turns out Dancer's not dead, you guys. He's alive as. Oh, shit, man, we missed him.
I'm thinking about how far she's come since licking that donut and saying, I hate America.
Oh, my God. I remember that day. Do you remember?
Yeah, that was important.
Your 9/11.
We were in the city. Yeah. Oh, I remember in the city when it happened.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, on news stickers on the side of, like, buildings and stuff. It was, like, Ariana Grande licks donut, says she hates America. But, yeah, now she's just the empress of America, I feel.
Also, like, what quainter times when that was news. Like, I feel like now it's just, like, 1,000 people have died and no one is remembering it because another 1,000 people died in a different thing that happened this afternoon. And then Donald Trump told them all to go fuck themselves. And, like, you're just like, I want the simpler days.
Yeah.
What year was that when she licked the donut? I, for some reason, thought it was so recent, but it's not.
2015?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for her. I support her in that. She should do it more often.
Yeah, lick more donuts. Lick everything, Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah. We should be so lucky. Yeah, thank you next.
So last week we talked about in Thank You Next, who is love, who's pain, who's patience. Mm. I now have a better theory than what I had last week.
Please tell us, because we don't know.
I think love is Big Sean. Pain is Mac Miller because of tragedy. And I think Patience is Pete Davidson, but not because it took Patience to be with him, but because they had no patience and rushed their relationship.
Oh. Oh. Okay. I always read it as Patience for Mac, because I feel like there was probably like a lot of like struggle with like the drugs and stuff like that. But that makes so much sense.
But that could be it too. I don't know. It just like, I think I said something dumb last week where I was like, it doesn't make any sense because they didn't exercise any patience.
But and then she on was the learning
train
right
home, I was just like, oh my God.
Hit you.
I don't know. Wow. That's just a theory.
Ariana Grande, feel free to call in and let us know.
There was a period of time where I started a conspiracy theory that she was an actual baby. So we'll see if she's moved on from that. I don't believe she's now a small child who's walking and talking on her own, and I'm very proud of her.
Did you see the tweet where she was saying how the ponytail causes her constant pain?
No.
Yeah, somebody else tried a high ponytail and then tweeted at her and was like, how do you do this? It's so painful. She's like, oh, well, I'm in constant pain.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, oh, my God, for the art. I love it.
It's like how Joan Crawford would pin back her neck.
Oh, my God.
Just so, like, it wouldn't be, like, turkey.
I think that might be a rumor, but I did hear that she would do that, like take neck skin and then pin it back behind her wig.
Stranger things have happened.
That's true.
Another thing she did that made me love her recently, someone tweeted something like, Ariana Grande's new music makes me never want to talk to men ever again. And then she retweeted it with the caption, thank God. And I was just like, you're adorable.
She's a cool girl. She's a cool girl who knows how cool she is. And it's so relaxing, you know? She's not pretending she's not like a cool young rock star. And she's just a sweetie pie on top of it. And she looks great.
And also, apparently, Frankie Grande is in a throuple now.
There was this great picture of him on a JetBlue flight, full, like, body makeup. Like, he was, like, in first class, because you could tell from the seats. And he just, like, had full body makeup on his chest. And he was just sitting there waiting for his headphones. It's fabulous.
He's, like, someone who really knows what his place is, which is, like, you are just the sibling of someone talented, and he's just going to, like, wring that out as, like, you know, as much as he can.
We like to think about what it must have been like for him, because he entered Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
And then then Ariana Grande was just, like, you know, like a Disney girl. And then he leaves Big Brother, and she has become famous.
It all happened while he was inside the house.
What an experience, you know?
Right. Dang.
So he's like growing from that every day, I feel.
Yeah, growing to find love in a throuple.
Mm-hmm. I looked up on Instagram his throuple mates, and one's a doctor and one's a lawyer.
Okay.
He's doing just fine, ladies. So
a throuple we should all
aspire.
Aspire to.
We should be so lucky.
I feel like if you're in a throuple with a doctor and a lawyer, your days, you just spend them like doing those like things they have at the gym that are like those like ropes that you like wave up and down. That's like your every day. You just do that for hours and then have fun.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, bad news, I guess, if they ever split, because one is very litigious.
Yeah.
But like good news if you ever get sick or need a lawyer.
Yeah. Call number one, you know?
Yeah. It's a place that I'm constantly in. Ill and in need of a lawyer. Victoria's Secret, their head of marketing, Ed Razek, he made it very clear that he doesn't want plus size models or trans models really ever to be on the Victoria's Secret runway.
And you know what I did the second that I read that? I bought two bras at Fenty.
Victoria's Secret Angels fashion show is so freakish to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like such like an antiquated notion of like smoking hot babes.
Yeah,
it's like we can see naked women whenever we want now.
Yeah, it's such a relic. And it's like it's still at every show. It would be the same people who would be there at like years ago, a decade ago. Like the guy who played Smith Jarrett is there, I bet. He's just like front row.
Yeah, so here's what he said. So it's like, why don't you do 50? Why don't you do 60? Why don't you do 24? It's like, why doesn't your show do this? Shouldn't you have transsexuals in the show? No, I don't think we should. Well, why not? Because the show is a fantasy. It's a 42-minute entertainment special. That's what it is.
That is the stupidest non-answer in the world.
Also, if like your show's a fantasy, you should be able to have truly whatever you want.
Yeah.
Why is it 42 minutes?
I guess it's like an hour with commercials. But also, it's like, I haven't been to Victoria's Secret in a decade, I think.
I mean, it's literally for 17-year-olds to buy, like, the sprays, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the last time. And then they had another thing in the article where it was like, we're never going to be your third love, because there's another brand,
yeah.
like, for everybody that's, like, third love. And they're like, we're your first love. And it's just like, who are you? It's like a record exec in the 90s who's like, gotta make it edgy, you know?
It's like talking to a brand that's primarily used by women to just be like, this is what you want.
Yeah.
It's really just sort of, sometimes I like when people say these things because I think it just like shows who they are. And
yeah.
That's good to know.
Now we know.
Now we know.
Yeah. Shop Fenty.
Yeah. Shop Fenty. Also, like, maybe Karlie Kloss should quit.
Yeah.
Maybe all these models should quit.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. Let's tell them to.
Yeah, they should, but I don't feel like that'll never happen.
I mean, she's literally married to a Kushner. So. Yeah. Ostensibly the good one, but also, like, is there a good one?
No.
I now want to move on to some celebrities a little closer to us. You both.
Oh, wow.
What?
I thought you meant Celino and Barnes.
A doctor and a lawyer.
Yeah.
So you guys, like, moved from your space in Crown Heights and are now doing pop-ups, like, that look really, like, she-she.
So she-she, but still THNK, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, of course.
Like, our latest one was Anna Wintour double-crossing her legs.
Can you explain, like, what that is?
Absolutely. So Laura Collins, who did Olsen Twins Hiding from the Paparazzi and Real Housewives Pointing Fingers, she had noticed that a lot of times when Anna Wintour was in the front row, she would not just cross her legs, but double-cross her legs.
Yeah.
It's a statement in flexibility
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, armor.
And modesty.
And power. It's a power move. It's like, you know, I'm going to go one extra. So she painted 12 incredible oil paintings, life size, 24 by 48. And we had them displayed in this very narrow gallery space. It was our first one in Manhattan. And you would walk down, and we added some cats on the floor
yes.
so that you would be on the catwalk.
Do you understand?
You get it?
Get it.
I do. Get
do you
it.
Get it?
I'm in the room.
Yeah, it's like a catwalk.
Okay, so you see it. And what we also did, and this is crazy, but we hung the paintings very low, which you just don't do.
No, you just don't do it. You walk in and you're like, this is new.
They're low. Yeah. It's crazy. They're crazy low.
Art.
But it's like you're walking and then you're looking down at her and she's looking up at you and yet she still has the power and you are a model. So we want to give people the experience of being a model if we ever can. Yeah.
I mean, thank you for the opportunity. Also, like, the double cross is so weird because, like, if you try to think of it, you're like, how does that work? But it's like a knee and then an ankle under the calf.
Yeah. It's like just a little
tucking
tuck behind.
Yeah.
Like you're doing what? Matt can do it. What's the experience like when you do it?
It's everything you would imagine. I can't explain it, you know?
Oh, fuck. Can you do it? Have you tried?
I'll try now. I have weirdly flexible ankles.
Okay.
Because they're weak, so they don't rattle around. So, yeah, I can do it.
Okay, what does it feel like?
I feel very secure.
Mm.
My crotch feels very protected,
mm-hmm.
but
rooted, perhaps?
Rooted. But I also feel like to sit like that for like an hour would get
tense.
A little bit uncomfortable.
It's hard on the knees. I have like a steel plate in my leg, so when I do it, it's like I'm worried it's going to pop out.
Yeah.
It's just like the
so
tension.
So don't do it at home if you got a steel plate in your leg. It might pop out.
Might pop out.
Yeah, you don't want the steel plate.
Then you just pop it back in or call your doctor Thruple Man. Or
yeah, that, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then get your lawyer to sue these guys. Yeah. Or just
I can't do it, but it doesn't make me less of a woman, so.
No, I would. I think it, if anything, makes you more of a woman.
You the one.
Like, that shit won't be contained. So coming up, though, you guys have something very exciting.
Oh, so exciting. It's going to be in the East Village, and it's with our artist Miriam Carruthers, and it's going to be The Fantasy Art of Celebrity Perfume Ads. And she is doing these hyper-real illustrations of 10 of the most iconic celebrity perfume ads in the world.
But there are so many.
White Diamonds, of course, will be represented.
Right.
Sort of
that
like the mother of all
birth.
Of them.
So it's not going to be like Charlize Theron for Dior. It has to be like a personal scent.
No, yeah. We focused on ones where it was their scent that they were releasing. Like, this is the experience of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, White Diamonds was like the big—the Elizabeth Taylor was the first one to really blow it out. But she wasn't the first. Sophia Loren actually was the
first. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but she was approached by this, like, I think it was Coty is the brand, to, like, just be basically—I don't think she was involved so much in it. And it was just, like, Sophia Loren perfume, Sophia Loren on the ad. And then Elizabeth Taylor was the one who was like, kind of blew it out more and was like, yes, this is me, White Diamonds.
Someone once gave me a tiny bottle of White Diamonds as like a joke gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like, if you just open the bottle, like your house will stink for days. It's a lot.
That's why it has lasting power, though. That's why it's such an important fragrance, because mm-hmm. a lot of times the celebrity ones are like, they're just like sugar water.
Right.
And they don't have any, it's just like, so it doesn't stick around for that long.
Yeah.
The only perfume I ever smelled, like when I was just walking through like a Bloomingdale's or whatever, and I was like, this is who I want to be. This is me, was Hilary Duff's With Love. Which it was just such a fabulous fucking scent. It was it was mature, but it was young. It was exciting. It was a fucking good scent.
In my mind, I imagined it being very like candy like, but no.
No, it was a very womanly scent.
Oh, wow. good for her. She's kind of a Renaissance woman.
Kind of. In the ad, because we thought about doing that one, but it's just like her at a piano, and then there's like the With Love on the thing. And I mean,
because that's where you do it.
Yeah. And so With Love will not be represented, but it'll be represented in my heart.
Yeah, of course. And you're representing it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if they still make it, but if they do, send it.
Because there's so many from that era when that one came out. That's what they really exploded again when Jennifer Lopez put out Glow.
Yeah.
There were like a few in the middle between Elizabeth Taylor and Jennifer Lopez, but Jennifer Lopez was the one who kickstarted it into hyperdrive.
Britney, of course. Britney is the queen.
I was going to say, Britney is the one I thought of immediately.
She's the queen of celebrity perfume. She has a new one coming out now.
My prerogative.
Yeah, my prerogative.
Imagine Paris is in there.
No.
Wow.
Paris, we think, is like a mean lady, so like we try to avoid.
Not
her.
You don't want to even give her the space.
She's like I love Trump. He probably didn't do that to those women.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay. Oh no, we're gonna skip you.
Well, then also like it's like for years everyone has known this, because there was a storage locker she didn't pay a fee on in the mid-2000s, and all of this stuff was found in there, and like among it was recordings, which I don't understand, but like recordings of her. In like multiple situations, just saying the worst thing about every group of people you could possibly imagine.
Why would you keep those?
I think it's like a weird rich people thing where they say it and then they have it on recording and then they keep it or something.
Remember the glory days. That's so weird.
Yeah.
God, that family. It's always really interesting when like Kyle Richards on Instagram, who's of course Kathy Hilton's sister, will like shout out her nephew Baron Hilton. She's always just like, "Happy birthday, Baron! I'm so proud of you." And I'm like, "Remember when he had like that airplane meltdown and like tried to like attack a stewardess?" Like,
I used to work at the Hilton, and he once tried to check in without any money or ID. But the guy checking him in was like, "I need ID or and money," and then he's like, "No, my name's in the fucking building." I think Kathy had to call and like arrange it.
Paris Hilton is like a bajillionaire because of her perfumes.
Yeah, and like her international perfumes and stuff like that.
Yeah, they like sell really well overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few people who it's like, oh, I didn't even know you had a scent, but it's overseas. Like the Olsen twins have one, I think one of many. But
it's not like
here.
The row. It's like just like
no,
Mary-Kate
just,
and Ashley.
Yeah, it's from years ago, and it just has their image on it.
Yeah.
I do find the Kim Kardashian bottle, which is like her silhouette, apparently, mm-hmm. to be like almost pornographic. But I see it, I'm always like, oh my. Will scent be incorporated into the
Absolutely. It's going to be the experience of walking into a Macy's. You're going to come in. We're going to spritz you.
Oh, no.
You know?
No.
It's going to be the first art show, we think, that you can smell.
Mm-hmm. From miles away.
I think we're going to get, a lot.
For days.
Yeah, for days. You're going to reek. There'll be counters filled with perfume bottles. So it's going to be just multi-sensory. The artist who runs it, who's doing the art, she's a collector of celebrity perfumes. So every time we see her, she brings us, Kate Moss's perfume.
That's a classy one. That one is good. Yeah.
And little samples. So we are well-equipped to... I don't know what they're all going to smell like together in a tiny, tiny room, but that's something that you're going to experience with us when
you'll
come.
Find.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love the idea of an exhibit that just guarantees you a migraine.
It did not come if you're fragrance sensitive. Nothing but respect for you if you are, but...
I'm also just kidding. Give these guys all of your money.
Or if you're fragrance sensitive, come and then be the star of the moment and just be I can't be around that.
Yeah.
Have a total breakdown.
That's such a good idea.
Really make it about you in that moment.
Well, you guys did a Grey's Anatomy exhibit across the street from Sir in West Hollywood.
Yes, we went to Hollywood. I had two celebrity sightings. First, I saw outside of a hardware store Lisa Vanderpump's party planner. And then around the corner, I saw Lisa Vanderpump's husband, Ken, in a car. And then I was smoking next to some guy.
So again, we're using celebrity very loosely here in this situation.
Absolutely not. No, I saw two celebrities.
No, I mean, in my world,
We saw Tom, right? From Vanderpump Rules, Tom Sandoval.
Oh, you saw him. I didn't see him.
And then, we told everyone about it when we saw these people, and they acted like it was you were walking up and be I saw a mailbox.
We had a brush with A-list celebrity, though, because right outside the exhibit, some random person, I guess, saw Keanu Reeves and took a picture with him and then tagged the exhibit.
Oh.
And then so Keanu Reeves fan sites went wild. We got – our site almost crashed coming from MrReeves.com. I think I read it up in Variety, too. that Keanu Reeves was there. He absolutely was not, but we told everyone he was.
That sounds like a good lie to perpetuate.
Yeah, that's how the business is, You just pretend Keanu Reeves came.
Upsell.
He never had a scent, Keanu Reeves. That would have been nice.
Bruce Willis had one. What was it called? Private Life?
Sorry. Yeah, no, it was Private Life or something like that.
My Private.
Yeah.
My Private.
My Business. My Private.
That's not enough A-list men have their own personal sense.
Yeah. But there are a lot of good men ones. What were some of those we saw?
Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide, of course.
Yeah. And then Derek Jeter had one, but I don't think that he still does. I don't know what that smells like. I smelled the Pitbull one. It's good.
You almost got it.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I don't think Pitbull would put anything on his name on anything that was less than 100% great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Positive.
Great.
I feel like a Johnny Depp perfume would just smell like ground up cigarettes and
formaldehyde
and stale urine. from when he pissed himself. Formaldehyde. Yeah. And so when does this open?
This is gonna run a very exciting time, December 28th through the 30th.
December 28th through the 30th.
It's right before New Year's Eve. You're in the city, but it's not on New Year's Eve. That's no. And you'll just come on by. It's free. Mm-hmm. You'll come. You'll buy a painting probably. But if not, you'll just, smell some stuff. It'll be fabulous. But we are excited to do another one because we got two in Manhattan and they're both small spaces.
Yeah.
So we are excited to do another big space in 2019 and put lots of stuff places, as we do.
Right. So this is also I'm excited for you because our listeners may recall, but you guys were literally living in the gallery space that you were renting before.
Yes.
Which didn't have a kitchen.
Mm. No kitchen, no. And we lived in the same room essentially, but it was just different levels.
For a while, one of you was in a haunted basement.
Yeah, somewhere. And that did not last long because it flooded. We are now in an apartment.
Ooh.
With two bedrooms, the doors close, okay?
We have haunted furniture.
Oh, yeah. We immediately had to haunt it up. We got some used furniture because we thought it looked really good. But it's every time you lose something in
Billy
the
Bob
recliner.
Billy Bob could never come in.
No.
Do you know that he's terrified of antiques?
He is because they have ghosts on them?
I don't know what it is, but he has a phobia of antiques and he can't stay at old hotels.
Oh, my God. Well, we're safe at least from Billy Bob.
From Billy Bob.
But it's luxurious. It's
high life.
still very narrow. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it does the trick.
I'm so happy for you guys. I'm also even happier because now we're going to talk about people's sexiest man alive.
Oh, man.
So this year, people finally listened to the masses, like I'm going to say the masses of like 2013, and made Idris Elba the sexiest man alive.
And I'm just so happy. I think it's such a great choice.
Yes.
I watched The Wire, so I've known him for a while.
Sure, Stringer Bell.
Yes, so this is very exciting.
Really, he's very debonair.
Debonair, big shoulders, you know, just fabulous across the board.
Yeah. Is he promoting anything right now? Because I feel like usually it lines up with a marketing.
He opened a cocktail bar in overseas.
Like in his home of England?
or? In England, perhaps. Yeah. Yes. Yes. He just opened a cocktail bar. So I think if you go there, you might, I don't know, get to hang out with him. Or maybe not.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
That's the other thing that you have to remember about Idris Elba is that he's a DJ. And then that kind of makes it like a little like, wah, wah.
Oh.
But, you know. The man can wear a suit.
He can DJ me anytime.
They couldn't have fucked it up harder than they did last year, though, with Blake Shelton.
That was a terrible choice. But yeah. I felt like that was something that, like, clearly, like, Blake's people and people
lobbied for.
Yeah, where it was just like he had an album to promote and he was on The Voice. And it was just like.
He is our generation's Charles Manson. Has no business being the sexiest man alive.
And you'll remember, Charles Manson was people's sexiest man alive.
what a gum up that was.
Yeah, Blake Shelton for like the personality alone.
Give us back Gwen Stefani and go on your way.
Get out of here. But Nick Nolte was the sexiest man alive once.
And he is rumored to drink his own urine to stay young.
Really?
Oh, my God. He should go on that TLC show, My Strange Addiction. Somebody did that there.
I have to qualify that because this is something that I have thought is true for years. And when I Google it, all that comes up is an article I wrote. So there's a chance that he doesn't drink his own pee.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And somehow I just like inceptioned that in my head.
You just had a weird dream one time.
I was like, that guy drinks pee.
And then you just sold it hard. Oh my God.
Spirits were talking through you.
Yeah, the pee spirits were getting at me. One thing our producer Rachel noted is that the winners are getting older. Usually they were in their 30s for the bulk of them, and now like the last four have been in their 40s.
Real? Oh, so it's going to go up to 50s?
I think it's because like men feel like they need to be relevant for longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how men have to believe that like the Lolita trope exists because it means like they're still sexually viable.
Yeah.
I feel like that kind of is the same when it comes to like this, where it's just like it's aspirational.
Yeah.
But like, don't worry, you're not past your peak. I don't know how many like
they're trying to brainwash
straight men
us.
Are buying people's sexiest man alive issue, but.
Well, they expect us to buy it, you know, and yeah. Buy the fact that.
And then be like, yeah.
30-year-olds are less hot.
There's a lot of sub-winners.
Oh.
Okay.
So like this year, they did like a sexiest Chris, and it was Chris Hemsworth, who That's didn't show Australian. His dick in a movie.
He should be disqualified just for that.
Sexiest Michael was Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. I can get with that.
Yeah.
Sexiest Tom, Tom Hardy.
So they just go through every name and say sexiest.
Every single one.
Sexiest Paul.
The rest of the issue's sexiest men include John Krasinski. I would not call him sexy.
Excuse me. That's okay.
I feel like there's
Well, didn't
so
he
crazy.
He did like a workout transformation or something?
For that Jack Ryan show.
Yeah, so then I feel like if you do that, it's just part of it is at some point you're going to be on one of those lists.
I also think it's about like awards campaigning for A Quiet Place, where it's like we got to get him out there.
Oh, just get him out. Yeah, get his name
okay.
out there.
It's okay, I you know, I clearly don't know how the sausage is made.
Sausage.
Noah Centineo from To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Have not seen it, but I'm aware of him.
He's very charismatic. Bradley Cooper, who you may know from a film called A Star is Born.
Weren't you saying that there's like a picture of him?
That photo of him with, I think it's Suki Waterhouse.
Yeah.
And they're in a park and she's laying in his lap and he's reading Lolita.
Yes.
To both of them.
Someone else brought this up to me recently.
It's like a high school like drama teacher. If you hired a high school drama teacher to stage a paparazzi photo to show that you were in love with somebody, this is like what they would come up with. It's like, come on. Nobody ever does it. Maybe I'm being like really cynical, but give me a break. That's not real. So for whatever reason, they decided we're going to stage a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever reason that would need to happen, I guess.
I mean, I pray that that's not real. Please don't be
or
real.
Or maybe it's real. Maybe that's just what he's like. I don't know. But it's so stupid.
Who else we got? Chadwick Boseman, who is...
Sexiest Chadwick.
Yeah. Sexiest Chadwick. Henry Golding, who's the very handsome man from Crazy Rich Asians.
Mm.
Hasan Minhaj, who is a comedian who has a Netflix show.
Netflix special.
Ricky Martin, who I feel like American Crime Story Versace really brought back. And Troye Sivan is on there.
Oh, okay. Sexiest Troy.
Sexiest Troy with an E.
Troy. There's a different Troy. Yeah. And then Prince Harry was crowned Sexiest Royal, but it's like, who else would be in that? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of a single royal that's hotter than Prince Harry.
No. Harry's the hottest.
Harry is losing his Harry.
No.
Yeah, which doesn't make a person unattractive.
Yeah. No. But, I mean, you have, like, unlimited money, right? Like, so what's the choice to, like, just go with it, you know? I mean, I know, like, hair technology is not, like, there where it's, like, you can just pay the money and it's, like, it goes away.
Right.
But I do think, like, you know, calling the big guns, you know? You could, like, I mean, there's cutting-edge technology that I'm sure you are the one who has access to.
Like, two of the best rugs in Hollywood, I think, are Ted Danson's hairpiece.
He looks great.
And he was also so smart in that he aged it so that it looks natural, where it's like he matched it to the rest of his hair as opposed to, like, keeping it, like, dark brown.
Yeah.
And then I think Steve Carell has a really good one.
See, I cannot even picture them bald because they did very well.
If you watch a lot of Cheers, as I have, you can really see it, like, thin out and then suddenly get really lush again.
Oh, he did it Cheers days.
Yeah, and then in The Office, it's also, like, the first season, his hair is really thinning. And then clearly, like, you know how people just, like, get more thin and tan and better looking as their show becomes more successful?
Yeah.
Like, the next season, his hair is suddenly, like, full. But it looks great because he does a salt and pepper. He knows.
Yeah. So send that to Prince Harry.
Yeah, and reach out to one of them, Harry. People editor Jess Cagle said that there's always a backlash. It says, every year, some of you will inevitably yell at us, what were you thinking? Honestly, that's just part of the fun.
He's a prankster because you put Blake Shelton on the cover of the fucking magazine.
And like, Adam Levine.
Oh, yeah, I saw Adam Levine. And then, there's another crazy one that now, Harry Hamlin. But that was way back.
We all know.
Yeah, we all know what about that. Thanks to you, you told us. Now it's about this, like, urine thing. I don't know if you just made this up, too.
I can't say it legally. You know, I can't say what the rumor is. But just Google Harry Hamlin and then, like, Hollywood crazy, what is it, Hollywood Days and Nights?
Yeah, but that's a weird site, so don't go too deep into it.
Just saying, there's a blind item that's very telling. But
who's to say? Isn't that something to think
about? Not me. I'm not saying anything.
You didn't say a thing.
Definitely haven't said it multiple times in public either. The very first one was Mel Gibson, and, like, he turned out great.
That was the first one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, 1985, Mel Gibson, who never went on to tell the mother of his child that he hopes she gets raped by a pack of N-words. Yeah, good.
It's good pick.
And he's, like, doing, what is he making now? He's making a movie, right? Or he's in a movie, Mel Gibson?
Yeah, they're, like, always, like, Mel Gibson is back, baby. And it's, like, oh, good. Yeah. We missed him so much. Mark Harmon, 1986.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Harry Hamlin, 87. JFK Jr., 1988.
Sad.
Yeah. Sean Connery, 1989. Also.
Was he old then?
Sean Connery was 59. Also a domestic abuser. So,
yeah.
Cute. 1990, Tom Cruise, who we all know is the most sexually charged person you could watch in movies. Patrick Swayze was a nice enough fellow.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, there's a couple not alive people on here.
Yes, it is.
But that's time, you know?
That's going to happen. Had a good run of it. Thank you for your
Nick Nolte, as we talked about.
Drinks
maybe
drinks
pee.
covered in pee in the cover.
And then in 1993, it was Richard Gere, but paired with Cindy Crawford as sexiest couple.
Oh, that's fun. They should do that.
Yeah.
That's fun. Did you think, like, they were going to give him sexiest man, and then, like, she was just like, no, I'm there too.
Yeah, she's like, move out of the way.
Over.
Keanu Reeves next. Then there was
who we met.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your guys' close friend, Keanu. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But his thing was weird in that there was none for that year, and then people, like, filled him in later.
Retroactively awarded him the title?
What year was that?
This would have been 1994.
Oh, well, it was such a crazy year.
There was probably no time for a cover that year for Sexiest Person because that was OJ,
Tanya.
Yeah.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah. The year that America changed.
Yeah.
For the last time.
And who really was the victim in all that? It's Keanu Reeves because nobody could really know.
Right. He was just like at his peak. Speed.
Have you seen Speed 2? Cruise Control?
No, but I should.
It's a great movie. The second one is like not anywhere near. It's good in a way different way. He's not in it. He was offered the script and was like, no.
We have a podcast called Good For Her. And
I wanted you to promote that at some point, too. So now's the moment.
Now's the time where we talk about, stories. We're like, Good For Her or Not My Business or Cut It Out. But Matt wanted the Speed 2 music to be our theme song. And then he sent the wrong file.
I sent a different track from the Speed 2 soundtrack. And then the person who was helping us edit it. They use that, and they won't use the original. So now we just go, but it's like a it's like a Caribbean sounding music is when they arrive at the cruise. But what I wanted was the Speed 2 main theme, which is such a club banger. I mean, if they released it today, people would be like, this is fucking changing music. Like, it would dictate music for the next 5 years.
Oh, my God.
God. It is that good, but you can't hear it on our podcast.
Because we've never emailed
them. I was high and I sent the wrong file.
So maybe if they listen to this podcast, they'll get the notice.
No, because I had to get it from YouTube, and then all the files end up just being called Speed 2, so I couldn't tell which one I was sending. And I have the whole thing on my phone to listen to when I want, but I don't know.
Look, I get it.
Very romantic theme.
THNK1994.com/goodforher.
Yeah, good for her.
Who was after Keanu?
After Keanu was Brad Pitt. Denzel was in 1996. George Clooney, 1997. Height of ER.
97. Yeah. And Batman and Robin.
Yeah. Harrison Ford was the next year.
Hot.
That is a hot one. He's
very hot.
He's every video of him where he's like, there's like paparazzi taking his photos. It's very hot.
Just as he's like crashing his plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Crash me anytime.
Is he still with Calista Flockhart?
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the story of how they met.
How did they meet?
She spilled a drink on him at a Golden Globes after party. I think on purpose.
The meet cute.
Yeah.
She actually was throwing it at him because she was just like, I hate Indiana Jones. Like,
reason to talk.
Richard Gere then won again in 1999.
That works for me.
Brad Pitt won again in 2000. Pierce Brosnan, 2001. That was the year of GoldenEye, I think.
Wow, Pierce Brosnan.
Or one of his Bond movies was that year. 2002 was Ben Affleck, which I just, how far we've come. Also, like, that would have just been...
Was that, like, the year of Gigli?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. I bet they thought that was going to be the hugest movie in the world.
I mean,
no,
yeah,
they did,
it was,
yeah.
Like, Bennifer 0.1.
Yeah.
And then they were both, like, he was wearing these big suits everywhere. I feel like, and then she always, they were very like Elizabeth Taylor, mm-hmm. Richard Burton fantasy, trying to put that together.
Oh, yeah, and she would do like a very Elizabeth Taylor, like
all of her, dresses that she wore. I remember there's like one at the like Oscars, and it's like, it's very Elizabeth Taylor. It's like a light blue, like shoulder, off the shoulder one. And then, you know, they were so tan.
Do you think they were a real couple?
Yes. There's like this paparazzi video where she is dating somebody else, and then he has sent Ben Affleck one of them over to give her flowers. So she gets these flowers. She's like, who are they from? And it's Ben Affleck.
Oh my God.
And she's leaving like a date with somebody else. And it does seem like it was not like planned or anything.
That's so romantic.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
The other girl was like, oh, yeah,
yeah. I just spent a lot on this date.
Yeah. Like put on the Ritz. Then Johnny Depp, who we all still holds up.
Wait, ew, so he was on there for that's like 2003. That's like Pirates of the Caribbean. Johnny Depp was the one who made The Sexiest Man Alive.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
God, all of these, so many of these guys are like now such sleazes. Jude Law, 2004.
Elfie.
Elfie was.
Yeah.
Didn't figure out his hair because he went bald, right? But then he got a rug.
I think, yeah, because he now looks like 10 years younger than he did 10 years ago.
Yeah. So he was probably like, I'm going to just let it age gracefully. And then he was like,
somebody
never
was like,
yeah.
No.
A nanny will never fuck me now.
How many of these slept with their nanny?
Oh my God, I'm sure every one of them.
Remember the photos somebody took from like NYU across the street down to Jude Law doing naked yoga?
No.
I do.
Wow. I do. Matthew McConaughey, 2005.
He's always hot.
How old is a guy in 10 days? Is around that time?
Yeah, I think so.
George Clooney again in 2006.
Well, that makes sense. Put him
Matt
back up.
Damon in 2007.
Huge. So 5 years after Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he just had to wait, bide his time.
Yeah, but he got there.
Good old Boston boys.
Boston boys.
The next one, Rachel produced this, is Hugh Jackman. I can see her and she just shakes her head at me.
Hugh Jackman, who is friends with the other Kushner.
Oh, yeah, and Ivanka.
Yeah.
Which is, I saw that he was like, we just don't talk about politics, which is like, all right, fuck off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we let you host so many of our, you know, musical award shows, and this is what you do in America. It's just not okay.
But also not, I guess, shocking. I was shocked when I heard it. And then I was explained to me, like, no, all these people used to hang out with her. Like, most celebrities, like, they, like, used to be, he's the only one who's like, yeah, well, I guess we still hang out.
He's like, ride or die.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, Meghan Markle once wrote, like, a blog post about how, like, Ivanka was her most admirable friend or something.
Really?
Yeah. But that was, like, when she was on Suits and blogging a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably just stress needed a topic. It's like, oh, that's a topic. Okay, yeah. Kind of get this out by four.
Johnny Depp won again in 2009.
What was that?
Whoa, what a mistake. I mean, that's deep into pirate territory.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds in 2010, which he's just like so like generically handsome man that—
I don't know about him.
That was probably like Amityville Horror Ryan Reynolds, so then he would have definitely just gotten real ripped. And that makes sense, you know?
But like just, I mean, the way he left Atlantis, it's like—
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
I can't get into it.
Oh, I totally forgot that. That's right. Yeah. What did he do?
He left her. Did he leave her for Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, I mean, they broke up. He moved on to Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. But like, I mean, he was nobody. Before Atlantis. He was two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Yeah.
He was nothing.
Well, just friends, but I mean, that's Anna Faris's movie.
I think I've talked about this before in the podcast, but I have, like, weirdly seen every single episode of Two Guys and a Girl.
Oh, really?
Because
nice.
It was on when I, it was, like, on, like, in syndication on Lifetime when I would get home from school.
Oh, my God.
And so I would, like, always watch two episodes back to back.
Yeah.
And so, like, it sort of feels like, oh, my friend Ryan. And then it's just like, oh, he's gotten so full of himself. He's not that same one guy of two and a girl anymore. Where were we? Okay. We're getting close. 2011, Bradley Cooper. That was the year Hangover 2 came out.
Gotcha.
The next year was Channing Tatum. Is that when the first Magic Mike came out?
I think so.
Oh, he should have been on there then that year.
Yeah.
They knocked it out of the park that year that they put Channing Tatum on.
Yes, finally.
if Magic Mike came out that year.
You nailed it.
You nailed it that year.
You
could not have done it. Better job.
Yeah. Credit where credit is due. All right. Then the next year was Adam Levine.
And then it just all goes to shit.
I don't know what.
I wrote a very, very mean article about Adam Levine that year. That like,
and what was it?
It was basically about how I found him repulsive. And it's like one of those things that like at the time, as like a young writer, it was like, oh, like, being mean is the same as, like, being funny. Mm-hmm. I will say it was really funny. like, I think I just called him, like, a sentient leather wrist cuff. And also described him as just, like, an STI that you just get from sitting in a hot tub. And so, like, all of the stuff I was saying is, like, accurate. But it's also, like, oh, he's, like, a human with feelings.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. So just...
Who's to say?
And then it ended up being, like, the basis of a GQ profile about him, where it was, like, is Adam Levine the asshole that the world thinks he is?
Oh, my God. You changed the world with that.
Yeah, I really did.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I bet, like, the hottie Prince Lou really hates me.
He had a Kmart clothing collection, and a lot of the clothes had that vibe.
Yeah.
And so it definitely checks out with me. Mm-hmm. Although there was one really cute shirt. But, I mean, it's also like—
They're always going to get one thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. Chris Hemsworth was the next year. I'm guessing that's when Thor came out.
Okay.
It's got to be. Unless it was an indie Chris Hemsworth year.
And they were just like, we need another, like— blonde beige man.
Yeah.
Here's one.
How does Chris?
David Beckham was the next year, which is like, what was he up to?
Was David Beckham.
He did like an H&M line or something for a while. So maybe that lines up?
Oh, ooh, okay.
That is crazy if that's what it is.
I don't know. Again, I just feels like...
I don't want H&M to be that powerful, but I guess they are.
It seems like it should be in like a... Like, he should have been, like, in a Bend-It, like, Beckham era.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like that's when he reached stateside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Posh just called and was like, do it.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody probably told her it hadn't happened yet. She's like,
that's crazy.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like,
I'm calling Jess.
Jess, why?
It's me, Victoria.
Why'd you do that?
2016 was The Rock, which— I get the appeal of The Rock, but I also find the idea of his sexiness to be, like, terrifying because he's so huge. I just feel like he would just, like, throw you and then you just would never come back.
Yeah.
He would just lift you up. You'd feel so tiny, you know? He'd throw you around.
I do want to be, like, carried in, like, a papoose by him, like a baby. But it's, like, more I would want his, like, maternal instincts to come out. Plus he, like, keeps,
which we've seen through his amazing acting work, you know?
I know. But then he keeps losing those dogs.
Wait, what happened?
He, like, saved his dog from drowning in the pool, and then, like, a week later, it ate some mushrooms in his backyard and died.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Final Destination about his dogs.
It was—I mean, it's sad. I just think it's—I think the amount of, like, celebrities whose dogs die is weirdly higher than, like, the average person.
Yeah, because they hire somebody to take care of it, right? Like—
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, by Lambie or whatever that Lena Dunham's dog is named. It's who's still alive, apparently. Nick Nolte pees in his mouth. Lambie,
dead.
Show me the dog.
Nothing to say about Harry Hamlin.
Nothing to say about Harry Hamlin. Google it. Yeah, then Blake Shelton and now Idris Elba. Thank you guys both so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. It's always a blast.
Everybody should listen to your podcast. Good for her.
Good for her, the podcast. Come to our next exhibit, Celebrity Perfume. Get a whiff of it.
Spritz.
And visit our website. We just launched a Merch of the Month Club. So we can be in your mailbox every month. So come check it out.
Yeah, and there's some good stuff on there. There's a Yamaka the Yabo shirt that I really am eyeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a Britney notebook. There's an I'm an Olsen Twin shirt with art on it. It's very cool. But there's going to be surprises. We're going to surprise you.
Thank you so much for listening to Dirtcast, and thank you to Viviana Olin and Matt Harkins. This episode was produced by Rachel Withers and was mixed by Jamie Colazzo. Manana Mofidi is our executive director of audio. Our theme music is by Stuart Wood. Want to send us a tip or just let us know what you think? Hit us up at dirtcast@jezebel.com. You can find us on Spotify, NPR One, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.